Sometimes you go crazy because there's so much talking going on inside your head. Well, you got to learn how to control those voices in your head. Watch closely, follow the steps, gain that control. There's a lot of power when it comes to the words that you say every day. In fact, it's like you're declaring what is going to happen. Words, sentences, expressions all have a really dramatic effect on the people around us. You know, imagine going up to a child and saying to the child, "Wow, you're stupid," or "You can't do anything right." Boy, if anybody was listening, they would look at you like you're a mean person. Like, what did you just say that for? That's mean. You can't talk that way to a child. But yet, we talk that way to ourselves. And we don't have anybody around us who jumps in our head and tells us we can't talk to ourselves that way. Now imagine you go into the room and there's somebody sitting there and you say, "Hey, would you mind going and washing the dishes and cleaning the kitchen?" You just now gave that person instructions, and that person, you know, they'll stand up and head into the kitchen to go help with the dishes. Your words cause other people to take action. So why would your own words not cause you to take action too? You know, we use language to guide other people of what to do, but we tend to forget that how we talk to ourselves actually guides us, what we're going to do next. So if we were to say mean or degrading or, you know, terrible comments to ourselves, then that would mean that we're literally giving ourselves instructions. And that's something to realize. What we say inside of our mind, or we mumble underneath our breath, literally are instructions of how to act and what to do next. So if I were to say to myself, "I can't do anything right," then my mind and my body would listen and go, "Okay, I guess that's the instructions. We can't do anything right." So just like speaking to other people, it works with other people. So why would it not do that to ourselves? And I think that's where we really mess up and we really make mistakes in our life, is not paying attention to our language gives us instructions. So to think about that, I really think it's important for you today to make a big difference about how to control those comments and voices in your head so that they're giving the right kind of instructions. If you were to tell yourself, "I'm smart, I can figure this out, I'm efficient, I'm organized, I can bring people together, I can solve problems," that's instructions. And those are instructions that your mind and your body will hear you say, and they will start to follow those instructions. Now, what if, check this out, what if what we said to ourselves literally happened? What if we actually got that concept? What we said to ourselves would happen. Just like we give instructions to our children of clean your room and finish your homework and give me a hug before you go to bed. We want our children to follow those instructions. So we actually have that belief system that what we say is going to happen. Because we have that belief system that our children will take action, or the people on our team will take action. So you do have the belief system that what you say is going to happen. But let's move that into the reality that we got to be careful what we say. We got to be careful about what we're muttering underneath our breath and what's going on inside of our head. So today's a great day to get some control or some guidance about the power of your own language. Now, I've written a few things here to help support you about how to go about doing this. Number one, stop the talk of anything that can destroy or degrade you. And if it starts to come out of your mouth, shut your mouth. If it starts to go on inside your head, you might need to do something that's distracting enough so that it doesn't finish its sentence on the inside of your head, because it can give you instructions that can degrade you and literally destroy you. Number two, talk yourself out of that kind of language. Switch up the language. Turn it the other direction. Number three, talk yourself into the kinds of things you want to be great at. You know, me being a presenter and a teacher and a keynote presenter, I've had to talk myself into it because my personality did not support the kind of things I do in my life right now. I literally had to talk myself and convince myself that I was good at this. Just like anybody else in the world, if you want to be good at it, you be your best coach ever. You be the best cheerleader ever. You use the language that gives you the instructions of what to do, how to do it, so that you can really be good at it. You know, again, I'm going to say, we give other people instructions and we want them to follow what we say. How about we start giving ourselves better instructions? If you lack the mental power of changing what's going on inside your mind, manage this voice. And if you got negative stuff going on inside of your head, then use a lot of positive to come out of your mouth. What you say out of your mouth will begin to take over what's going on inside of your head. Write your words or sentences down. If you like some certain positive sentences or certain positive words that you really, really like, write them on your bathroom mirror. You know, post them on the fridge. Put them in your car and little post-it notes, different places. Make them visual. But when you find great sentences and you find great words, write them down so you don't forget them, so you can keep repeating them as though you're giving yourself instructions of how to act. And but what if? What if you could actually follow your own instructions? Then imagine this. Whatever you say is going to come true for you in the way you're going to act. Boy, if we could actually get a hold of that concept, we would really take charge of our lives, wouldn't we? See your words having power. Just like when you say, hey, sweetie pie, will you go clean your room? And you see your son or daughter head into the room to go clean the room. Your words just cause something to move. Your words just cause something to happen. So you see it happen around you all day long, the power of your words. Now use that same principle to take a look at your own life. If you say it, it's going to cause things to move. The last one here, honor your word. And it's going to honor, and your words will honor you. So choose your words wisely. And if there's anything you wish would happen in your life, or if there's certain things you wish you could feel or think or be, today's a great day for you to give yourself the instructions. You give the commands. You give the statements. You say the words and literally command your mind and body to perform that way, to act that way. It's what we call declarations. We're declaring what it is we want to have happen. And if you don't have declarations, you might be having too much negative talk go on inside your head. And if you don't even notice the negative talk, it could just be doubtful thinking, pessimistic thinking. It literally could be just a mushy type of thinking that's going on. But try it. Try writing down the sentences and words of things you wish would happen. Something that you really believe could happen in the next couple weeks. And notice that when your language changes, your behavior changes. And when your language and behavior upgrades, watch, your life is going to upgrade. Here at Three Key Elements, we love training principles that make a difference in your life. Not just for a weekend or a couple days, but life-changing principles. We also love understanding and sharing with people how the mind works. Because if we don't know how our mind works, how are we literally making choices in our life, right? Well, if you'd like to learn more about how your mind works and how to really dial yourself into what it is you can do with your life and your potential and your personality, check us out. Come check us out. And also think about looking into the class called Art of Mentoring. It's a class that you'll learn how to teach others how to accomplish their goals. And it'd be a great class for you to learn how to accomplish your goals. Hey, it's Kirk Duncan here. And thank you for tuning in, listening to this podcast. If you'd like to see the full video of this training, in the description below, you will see the link that will take you to the video to be able to see my slides, the pictures, the diagrams, everything that was going on during this training. So go check out that link, go watch it, and I'll catch you on the next podcast. Awesome.